Good evening. My name is Pastor Corey. I'm one of the pastors on staff here. And I just want Justin to know that the confidence screen is not working. So I can't, there we go, perfect. Thank you very much. I'm so glad that you're here this evening. Those are my notes, and so it's very important that they're there. So we are in a series called What on Earth is Happening? The disciples spent so much time figuring things out. The people who went around with Jesus had a tough time figuring out what Jesus was saying at times. And tonight we're going to talk about a time when Jesus' family couldn't figure out what the world was going on with him, what he was saying, what he was doing. In preparation for this, I sent a text out to my brother and my wife, the two people in my family that I trust. And I said, what is something crazy that I've done that the rest of the family said, I don't get it, right? So this was kind of a risk because I had some ideas of what they might say and what they came back with. And the first thing my brother fired back with was we were on a trip to Grand Cayman and I didn't feel good in the morning. And so my dad, in great compassion, said, well, we're going fishing. See you later. Took the rest of the family and they went fishing, and there I was not feeling well in Grand Cayman, this beautiful beach. We were right on the beach and I was by myself. So I did, I walked down the beach and I saw someone who was giving parasailing. You could do parasailing. And I said, can I charge this to my room? And he goes, yeah, man, charge it to your room. So I told him the room number, and I got on the boat by myself and went parasailing. And to this day, I guess my brother's just mystified that I, by myself, went parasailing. Becky said climbing Mount Kilimanjaro were things that I had done that my family was like, I don't get it. Why would you do such a thing? But that is not necessarily what Jesus ran into. What Jesus ran into was this. When I was dating Becky, one of her conditions for dating her was going to church. I wasn't a believer at the time. I had other plans. Some of you are going to get that later. Some of you are smiling. You're too embarrassed to laugh out loud. I had other plans, but her plans were different. She said, if you want to date me, you have to go to church. And so I said, okay, I'll do that. So I started to go to church with her. I wanted to make her and her friend laugh and cut them up. I wanted to disrupt the service as much as I could. But then God got a hold of my heart. The things that were being said, the Holy Spirit moved. I accepted Christ. So when I came back home to my very dysfunctional family as a Christian, and they saw visibly that I had changed, the anger was gone. Some of the things I used to do and say had changed and were gone. They didn't accept me. They had real problems with me. My stepdad took me out to the garage and he said, what do you think that your doesn't stink? The word that you thought will work. My brother began to hate me because I was different than what I was. I wasn't the same brother that I was. And my brother and I did not reconcile until about six years ago. My brother and I did not reconcile until about 6 years ago, all because I had accepted Christ, became someone else, and my family rejected me because of that. Now, do you know, I found another family, and that family was Becky's family, who had been longtime Christians. Like, Becky was singing hymns in the womb. Her little toe was tapping already to Amazing Grace and some of those other songs. And so her family was this deep, committed Christian family. Most of them were, anyway. And a deep, committed Christian family. And that they became my new family, along with the church family. Becky's church family became my new family when my biological family rejected me. So Jesus came across something like this, okay? So we're going to be in Mark chapter 3, I believe. Yes, Mark chapter 3. So if you have your Bibles or your devices, and we're in Mark chapter 3, we're going to start with verse 20. Then he went home, and the crowd came together again so that they could not even eat. When his family heard it, they went out to restrain him, for people were saying, he has gone out of his mind. Okay, hang out here. Just leave this slide, please. So Jesus and his disciples were out teaching, preaching, and healing. They come back for a meal, but they had followed Jesus. They pressed in on him. And so they were so busy with everybody around that they didn't even have time to eat. And so word got around that people were saying that Jesus has gone out of his mind. He's gone crazy with all of this attention. He's just gone nuts with all of these healings and teachings and people coming to him. He's just nuts. He's crazy of what's going on. And so word gets out that Jesus is not doing well. All right, give me the next one. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, your mother and your brothers are outside asking for you. So here Jesus is eating with all of the disciples, all those people who are learning from him, all the people who have gathered around him and believe in him. They are sitting around him in a circle, and Jesus is teaching. And he hears that his mother and his brothers are outside, his brother, his sisters are outside, wanting to talk to him, wanting to take him away, wanting to pull him out of this circle because he's a little, you know, cuckoo. They don't agree with what he's doing and what he's saying. He needs to be removed from the situation to keep him safe. That's what the family's saying. Sorry, folks, Jesus is a little bit crazy. We're going to take him home, and we're just going to give him a little rest. We're going to give him some bread, some wine. He'll be fine, but he's not fine right now. So we're here to take him away. I'll take the next one. And so Jesus replies, who are my mother and brothers? So Jesus is sitting there looking at all of his disciples around him, the disciples he's chosen, the ones that are following. He looks at all of them, and he asks a very serious, real question. In the face of his own family rejecting him, who are my mother and brothers and sisters? We actually don't see anywhere in the scripture that his mother or his brother James become followers or believe in him until after the resurrection. They think that he's kind of cuckoo during most of his ministry. Who are my mother and brothers? And he looks in the eyes of the people around him. He looks at each of them. He looks them in the eye. And he says, here are my sisters, my brothers, my mother. Here is my family. Here they are. And it is a severing of that tie, not out of meanness, but out of necessity. Because now he is tying all of us who sit in the circle around Jesus, he is tying all of us to him as his brothers, mothers, sisters. Because we who believe, as Jesus believed, and who believed in Jesus, become Jesus' brothers, sisters, mothers, to him and to each other. Now, certain aspects of my relationship with my family had never healed, even to the point where when my family died, they still didn't like me very much. And that was hard. But do you know what got me through those times? You. My brothers, my sisters, my mothers. You got me through that. And so there's going to be times in your life when the things that you do, the things that you say, your heart is going to come out. That is the heart of God in grace and love. And you're going to say something or do something that is very much of God, but is very different than how other people think. And you're going to feel that you're not in the right family. No. No. For sure. That in this place, around the world, that if you do not feel a part of the family that you were born into, that you have a family right here of mothers, brothers, and sisters. Hey, I want my favorite volunteer to come up here. Well, you getting old? That was slow. Yeah. Little back massage there?
Yeah.
All right. So, I just want to say something to you, and that is this. We were not born into the same family. Yes, we have different families. And from my perspective, you're lucky. Thank God for you. But you are my brother.
Absolutely.
And I love you.
I love you.
With all of my heart. I love you.
I love you, man.
And for most of my life, I could come up to you and do that, but my own biological family, I couldn't.
Gotcha.
Thank you, man.
Gotcha.
Love you too. All right, friends. Jesus melts down all of those ties that are harmful, that we try to hold on to, that are harmful to us mentally and sometimes physically and sometimes emotionally. But the truth is that he's given us a family that we can be tied to physically, mentally, and emotionally because we all love Christ together and we are one family. Does that make sense? It's for two of you. That's awesome. How about the rest of you? Does that make sense? All right. I have some really good news for you. That's all I got. So let's worship.